As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21000. Welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and this is the Tax Planning Hour. And with me, of course, are the co-founders of Tax Law Solutions, Dave Runge and Richard Kolumbic. And Dave, Oxford PhD. Boy, your list of your pedigree is quite something here. Oxford PhD, former CEO of multiple companies, former Fortune 500 division president, former Deloitte consulting partner. And Richard, you're not far behind. Holy cow. CPA, attorney, former chairman of the State Bar's Federal Tax Committee. You're an author. You're a featured speaker by CPA societies. This is, and I'll tell you what, the short time that we've been doing the show, I have learned so much, and business owners need to really pay attention to what we're doing today. Hi, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm great today, Steve. Wonderful to be here, and looking forward to talking about taxes, how we can save money for all business clients that we've ever met all over the world.
That is so fantastic. And I know that, that we've been getting some good feedback from folks that have heard the show. And so let's just keep going. Let's just keep teaching people about what it is that you guys do at Tax Law Solutions. And I think it's important. Maybe we just start at the beginning. What is Tax Law Solutions, and how did you guys come about? How did it happen?
Well, we're a consulting firm that focuses very narrowly on closely held businesses, which are typically family-owned businesses, single-owner businesses, small to medium-sized being not Fortune 100 class yet, but making some money and paying some taxes that are higher than they're comfortable seeing leave their business.
Right. And so, Richard, where your piece in this, and I tease you about this, but you're a CPA, you're a tax attorney, and you just love digging into tax code. That's I'm glad that's you and not me.
Well, it's funny. It's something I loved. I always wanted to be a tax lawyer, even when I was a little kid, before when I was in junior high school. That was my goal in life.
Wow. Well,
and I know everyone's got their own goals, and people have gone into different professions. This is the one I love, and I've just always been a tax geek.
Yeah, well,
I've been practicing a long time, and I just love it.
And you are able to do some things that other people can't. In other words, it's interpreting the tax laws that are changing almost daily, and you and your team are constantly digging in to find out ways that can help save business owners money.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do. On a daily basis, we are going through multiple series of updates on what cases, rulings, regulations came out, old law that changed, new law that's coming on the books, regulations, temporary regulations, everything that one could think of as to how and when things change. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Absolutely.
And, I've had a great background between being on the private tax staff of a billionaire family before billionaires were really rare. They still are, but way back when, there were very few of them. Also being at Deloitte & Touche, being a manager in tax consulting. And I worked with the CEOs, the presidents, major wealthy individuals, and was doing their tax planning, worked with a great team. And at TLS, we've got a phenomenal team, and we're still doing the same thing, determining how we can apply all these tax-saving techniques that are used by multinationals and billionaire families and modify them so they fit for the profitable, closely held company. And, the closely held company could be just a single practitioner. It could be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an architect. It could be somebody with a larger company. But the fact, as Dave mentioned, profitable, closely held companies, that's what we do.
And again, folks, if you want to get a head start, 678-TAX-HELP, that's the number to call, 678-829-4357. Or if you'd like, you could just simply tax the word solutions to 21,000. Now, we're gonna be taking some calls a little later. But right now, so when you say you're saving businesses money, how come you're so confident that if I'm a closely held business, how sure are you that you can help me?
Well, we've done this thousands of times, and we've yet to meet someone who's already working with an advisor who knows everything there is in the tax code. We try harder than any firm I've ever encountered to stay current, to move our clients forward with changes in the tax code. And so we always find things that we can do. We also find the fact that most businesses tend to remain in the same configuration they were 20 years ago when they started their business. Their world has changed, their financial situation's changed, their family's changed, but their tax plan hasn't fundamentally changed. And they should understand there's something fundamentally wrong with that. There's opportunities being missed because of all the changes in the tax code that have occurred over those many years that they maybe have not kept up with.
Well, I mean, the complacency comes to mind, but that's not it. It's we're so busy running our own businesses that we don't have time to think about this. But now is the time to think about it and to give you guys a call and see if you can help, because, it's really a great opportunity to see what you guys do and how you do it.
Absolutely, Steve, especially with the new changes that have just come in the tax code that were passed last year that are effective this year. There's so many more opportunities that people aren't aware of.
So is there a difference? So are you actually saving the money or are you just deferring the taxes?
We'll tag team this because we've gotten pretty good at doing this over the years. Me answering from a business perspective and Richard answering from a tax and legal perspective. Everybody wants to save taxes, of course, in whatever way is legally possible. The best way to save taxes is by a permanent tax rate change as opposed to a deferral. So the strategies we first like to deploy are those that result in a permanent reduction in the tax rate that applies. There are many ways like that. For example, we deploy a class of strategies that allows people to take money out of their business tax-free. Now, that may sound heretical, but there are not one, not two, there's actually 20 ways that money can be taken out of a business tax-free to benefit the owners. The average number of those benefits that people are using when we first encounter them, rounded to the nearest whole number, is zero. So there's at least almost two dozen opportunities that business clients are missing out on because they haven't yet found the right advisors to take them to these new paths through the tax code or sometimes decade-old paths through the tax code.
And so, Richard, what's your take?
Well, my take is the fact that there's, as you mentioned, two types of differences that are major. One are timing differences or deferrals, and the other is permanent differences. And we try to determine as many permanent differences as absolutely possible. And permanent differences, tax-free type money, are very limited in the code. As Dave mentioned, there might be a few dozen. And the code itself has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pages and regulations in the millions and cases in the tens or hundreds of millions. But yet in there, there's less than two dozen ways that we've determined a closely held business can obtain a permanent difference. Second, you mentioned deferrals. Occasionally, a deferral is useful. So sometimes we add some deferrals because they're useful and appropriate for the business, and other times we use and try to use as many permanent differences as possible. And it's really the combination of those two methods. And sometimes the methods combine both. Maybe someone will have a tax deferral today with a plan to have the funds reduced on their withdrawal. So you combine a permanent difference and a timing difference. But again, permanent differences are the best, and we try to combine as many permanent differences as we can, and occasionally also with a timing difference.
So this is great, right? You're going to save, so a business owner, you can save them tens of thousands of dollars. Let's cut to the chase. How do you guys get paid? I mean, clearly you need to be paid for your services too.
Well, it begins with an analysis of each individual situation because these are customized plans. What amazes me is in the many thousands of these that we have done, everybody still has their own nuances. And so each plan does have something unique about it that affects the services that we're providing. But what we like to do is do a no-cost analysis, which is offered to the listeners of this show. And on that basis, we can then project the tax savings that they're missing. On the basis of that projection, we determine how much time, resource, and energy it will take for us to put in place those solutions for the client. And that's how we formulaically decide how we are going to price our services, which, by the way, always results in a substantial return this year to any client who engages us.
You piqued my interest, and I think we have the others as well. Tell you what, Dave, Richard, we're going to take a quick break, but in the meantime, let's open up those phone lines. Let's invite folks to give us a call right now. In fact, the next 10 callers, we're going to offer that complimentary tax savings analysis that could save you 30 to 40% on your income taxes per year. Now, we're giving this review to you with no cost or obligation. If you're one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes, and I know there's a lot of you. So knowledge is power in this case, and this analysis is really going to help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. Truly, what have you got to lose? Now, the results of this tax analysis will help you understand why you are overpaying your taxes. So for the next 10 business-owning callers, it's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that Dave and Richard just described for you. We're going to give it away complimentary, no obligation. So your road to greater tax efficiency begins with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. Isn't that why you're in business? Now, this analysis, invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's not an exaggeration. And that's saving in tax dollars, so as long as you own your business. So give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to receive that complimentary tax savings analysis. Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-829-4357. Better yet, if you're out and about, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21,000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21,000. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Richard Kolumbic and Dave Runge from Tax Law Solutions. That and much more right after this. As a successful business owner, there's a good chance you're paying too much in taxes. What are you going to do? Do what thousands of business owners have done in the past decade and call Tax Law Solutions. Tax Law Solutions have helped thousands of business owners permanently reduce their personal income tax liability by as much as 30 to 40%. For your complimentary tax savings analysis, just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21,000. That's SOLUTIONS to 21,000. And we are back on Tax Planning Hour. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And with me in studio, of course, we have got Dave Runge and Richard Kolumbic, co-founders of Tax Law Solutions. We're talking about how to save closely held businesses lots of money in taxes. And again, we always want to save money on taxes. And these guys really know how to do it. And it's always fun to talk with you and hear how creatively you guys can you know, take a business and help them save money and keep more of their own money.
We're always happy to do it, and it's so fascinating that when we talk to clients, we always hear it, oh no, this is too good to be true, where sure. My CPA or my tax professional told me we're doing everything we can. And you know, we hear this all the time, and it's so interesting because, as Dave will tell you and I as well, is no one knows everything in the tax code. I most assuredly don't. We've got a phenomenal staff. They don't. We've been doing this a really long time in a very narrow market segment of profitable, closely held businesses. And the fact is, no one knows everything. So a tax professional can't honestly tell you you're doing everything you can versus the truth of you're doing everything I know or everything our firm knows.
Right.
So there's always an opportunity to learn to do more.
Well, and again, I think that's exciting too, because sometimes people say, well, I know everything and you're not going to be able to tell me anything new, and aren't even open to that. But Richard, even, you know, in your situation where you live to and die by that tax code, you still say, hey, look, if you got a better idea, let me know.
Absolutely. In fact, that's why every single day I'm reading new cases, new rules, new regulations, new interpretations, other people's opinions, analyses. There's always something new to learn, and it's just fascinating.
So let me ask you this. So can you, in just sort of general terms, give me like a case study of somebody that you worked with and how it kind of went for them and how eye-opening it might have been?
Well, I think that would be a great question for Dave, since, you know, Dave is more intimately involved with all of our clients, not only those that we end up doing work for, but also those that he determines just don't meet our criteria.
Okay. Dave, what do you think?
So that's a very interesting question, because we've served clients in about every industry you can name, and the numbers come to mind. Each of them turned out to be overpaying their taxes by about two or three times. So we were able to significantly reduce their taxes to that measure. They are typically single owner businesses. After you get two or three or more owners in a business, it's a bit like herding cats.
Sure.
So we're looking for people who are the decision makers, who are tired of paying taxes and actually mad about it and are determined to understand how they can do what others are doing that have found advisors who have reduced their taxes. So they found us. So criteria number one, closely held business owner. Criteria number two in a case study, probably a single owner business. Criteria number three, mad and finally want to make some changes in their tax.
Sure.
Typically, they are businesses, I'm going to bracket this now, between $1 million and $50 million in revenue, although we serve clients who are much bigger and we serve clients who are smaller because they are owned by business people, men and women who don't want to pay taxes along the way. They want to configure themselves appropriately.
All right.
Those would be the criteria that would define a good case study for us. Now,
okay.
Beyond describing the ideal client, we could get into specific examples, and I will do this in a general way.
Please.
Because I don't want to obviously disclose any confidentiality.
Understand. Yeah, no, I understand that.
So a typical client would be someone who has a high cost of goods sold or a high profit margin on their services. In other words, they have costs that become leverage points for us to do tax planning. They may be using ancient strategies like spend a lot of money before the end of the year so you don't have to pay tax on it, whether you need to or not. So those are the companies that have high costs in their business structure.
Sure. And again, that's pretty interesting. So you put a plan together, all right? So somebody comes to you, they meet the qualifications, you work out that, and you've got, you know, five different things that you're recommending. Do they have to do all five? Or can they pick and choose at a given time?
Well, they usually want to do five more.
Well, that's kind of what I was getting at.
they like the five we recommended. There were five things that weren't being done before. There were five things that create substantial tax savings for them. And no one has turned us down on a tax saving strategy that we've recommended. They say, tell me more. In fact, we stay with clients for an entire year, look back on the success that we have created together for them in enhancing their amount of funds available to their family. And if we find more solutions, we implement them inclusive in our fees for the first year.
And again, the opportunity here, folks, 678-TAX-HELP is the number you can call right now if you'd like to get in and meet with these guys and see if your business can be helped. Because it seems like there are, if you are a closely held business and, you know, you pay more than $50,000 in taxes, and I know there's a lot of folks like that, what's the hesitation? Why wouldn't you want to do that today, right? I mean, this is obviously what we're trying to do here is to, inform and educate educate folks that there are opportunities, there are solutions out there that can help their business and ultimately keep more money and help their business grow.
That's exactly what we say, Steve. The reality is, if a client has the ability to do an increase in their revenue, they still have to look at how much money will be left after increasing my revenue. Do I have to increase overhead? Do I have to increase people? Do I have to increase machinery? Do I have to increase equipment? And how much money after tax will I have truly gained? And we, of course, always encourage people, and with Dave's business background and my tax background, to make and increase their revenues. But the true bottom line at the end of the day is, how much money are you putting in your pocket to help yourself and your family achieve your personal and financial goals? And if you can substantially and permanently reduce your level of taxation, which increases the amount of funds that's being used for yourself and your family that you can retain, sometimes that's one of the major steps in achieving your financial goals.
Absolutely. So, I mean, Dave, obviously you've got an impressive business background, and so this has got to be very satisfying for you at this point in time in your career to say, look, I can really help you, be more successful.
It's very satisfying to me because I know what a difference correct and appropriate tax planning has made in my life. I've created an entirely different legacy for my family and for my charities, things that are important
sure,
to me.
Of course.
The thing that surprises me, though, is this is all second nature to me. This was second nature to me when I was running big companies. It's the type of planning that big companies do. So what surprises me is why this is so revolutionary to a small to medium-sized business owner. They ask questions that we've discussed, like, is this too good to be true? Is this legal? Well, it's sometimes hard to keep answering questions like that because this is mainstream thinking in big business America. Absolutely mainstream thinking, mainstream strategies. So what puzzles me is why these strategies seem so incomprehensible when someone initially hears them, and you're a small to medium-sized business owner. We invite people to be open-minded and try to learn from what others are already doing and have been doing for decades, literally.
And that makes it exciting as well, because do you think sometimes a closely held business thinks, well, I'm not a big box, whatever company, I don't have that capability. But the reality is they do have that capability. And thanks to somebody like Richard, who lives and breathes the tax code to help, closely held businesses, that makes it exciting.
Well, excitement is our name. If taxes is your game, we absolutely not only love taxes, but the true joy of it is being able to help closely held business owners reach their dreams.
And again, that really is something. And folks, if we piqued your interest, and I think we have, please give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP, or just text the word solutions to 21,000. Guys, again, these shows go by so quickly. So let's open up the phone lines for everybody again and remind you that the next 10 callers right now, you're going to get that complimentary tax saving analysis. This could be the best thing you do this year. You could save 30 to 50% on your income taxes per year. Now, this review is no cost or obligation. You need to be one of the next 10 callers who owns a business and pays more than $50,000 per year in income taxes. Now, knowledge is power, you know that. And this analysis will help you take your first steps to saving tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in taxes. Now, the results of this analysis are going to help you understand why you may be overpaying your taxes. Chances are you are. So, for the next 10 business owning callers, it's a comprehensive tax planning analysis that we're going to give away complimentary with no obligation. Your road to greater tax efficiency begins with getting to know the right professionals and understanding that you can change your tax situation and keep more of what you make. This analysis is invaluable. It could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes for as long as you own your business. What have you got to lose? Give us a call right now, 678-TAX-HELP. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, you're going to get that complimentary tax saving analysis. Call right away, 678-TAX-HELP. That's 678-TAX-HELP. 829-4357. Or you can just text the word SOLUTIONS to 21,000. It is that easy. SOLUTIONS to 21,000, and you are on your way to potentially saving tens of thousands of dollars. So, Richard and Dave, I have such a great time, and I learn so much every time we sit down and talk about tax law solutions.
It's a pleasure. We enjoy talking about our business.
That's fantastic. That's what we want to have happen. That's what we want our listeners to happen, to learn more, to get educated, and get the savings they deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to have to put the wraps on this week's show, taxlawsolutions.net. That is where you can check out the website as well, 678-TAX-HELP, or text the word SOLUTIONS to 21,000. Dave, Richard, always a pleasure. Let's do it again next week.
Look forward to it, Steve.
Sounds great.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
In the Tax Planning Hour is not intended as a thorough, in-depth analysis of specific income tax issues, nor a substitute for formal tax opinion, nor can it be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties that may be imposed with regard to the tax consequences arising from any transactions or matters discussed within this program.